Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you, Tanner Saunders. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And, of course, Bills Victory Monday. The driving is a little bit slick and snowy in western New York right now, so do use caution. And the Kevin Adams era is over with the Buffalo Sabres. Joining us right now to talk about that is Sabres beat reporter Paul Hamilton. Paul, long time no talk.
I know. I was just thinking as you were talking, it's taking me back to the mornings when we used to talk sports together, usually the Sabres, but every now and then the Bills. So, yeah, it brought back memories.
Oh, good Lord. It certainly does. So, Paul Hamilton, the Kevin Adams era is over. When did you start to, when did you catch wind that something other than internet talk might be afoot?
It was probably around Monday, and you could kind of hear as we went along during the week that it was being thought of. Because remember, on Monday, they hadn't played Calgary yet, so they had lost the first two games in the road trip. It was just everything was going nowhere, and you could see it wearing on the players even more than it already was. They were just – I was in Philadelphia for the game after the game, and they got beaten pretty badly by the Flyers, and I could just tell looking at them. They're just like, what – we don't know what to do here anymore, you know, and I was thinking to myself, too, and that's what I said on the air all week last week, is this has to end. It has to end now, or they're going to start losing all the players again. You know, you already had Eichel wanted to be traded, Reinhart wanted to be traded, so you started over. Well, now you started over, and now what? Tuck's still not signed. After another season of this, a frustration, do Tage Thompson and Rasmus Dahlin ask to be traded? You know, I who knows? I mean, they hate the losing. They despise it. And it just seemed like it wasn't going anywhere. And what GM gets to go into a sixth season when the best they've ever done is 20th in the NHL?
That was my next question. How come it took so long? I mean, by the way, Paul Hamilton, Sabres beat reporter, he's the best. And if you have any questions or comments about the firing today of Kevin Adams, you can call us and talk to Paul at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. So, Paul, you just raised, I think, the million-dollar question. What general manager gets to head into his sixth season with a crappy record like Kevin Adams?
I was astounded, and quite honestly, so were some of the players. You know, they weren't going to say it on record, but that he was back after the off season. It's just like, well, wait a minute. It's been 5 years. This community has not made the playoffs in 14 years, which is an NHL record. You know, and it's not all on these players and this GM, but still, the fans have been here for the whole time. And it was just amazing. It's like, well, why do you think that he should get another year? What has he done in the past four off seasons or five off seasons that makes you think that all of a sudden it's going to be different? Because he does make changes. I mean, he does make trades. And at the time, sometimes they look pretty good. You know, it's like, yeah, this should work. And then it doesn't. And it's another season of you're done with the playoffs before Thanksgiving, in this case, or last year.
Half the teams make the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. And by Thanksgiving, all hope is gone because you're at the bottom of the Eastern Conference again. Last year, I think, you know what, Tom? Last year, I think, should have been the deal breaker. Right before Christmas, they had gotten to the third place in the Atlantic Division, which puts them in the playoffs. They had just had a good road trip up west, and then they lost 13 in a row. They went 0-10-3, and the GM did nothing. He just sat there. He didn't make a trade. He didn't even call somebody up from Rochester. He didn't put somebody on waivers. He did nothing. He did absolutely nothing to help this hockey team as they went from being in a playoff spot to no hope for in 13 games.
Not very good. Paul Hamilton, Sabres beat reporter, with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Paul, you talked about the players being frustrated. You talked about being in Philadelphia and just the look on their faces, maybe the thousand-yard stare, I don't know. But with what were they most frustrated with as far as Kevin Adams was concerned?
It was just the losing. It's like, where is the hope? I mean, all right, you change over the team. You made a trade. You get this player. You get that player, and it should work. And these are pretty good players when they were in the other team. And then they get here, and for whatever reason, it's the same old thing over and over. And, you know, they're part of it too. I mean, there are this year especially where there were too many games where Tage Thompson and Alex Tuch weren't playing like the Sabres' best players. And it's such a simple thing to say. But if your best players aren't your best players, you're not going to win hockey games. It's as simple as that. That's why you paid them to be your best players. And so they're part of the reason also. But it's just it never gets any better. The faces sometimes change, but it never gets any better. You get the number one overall pick in Rasmus Dahlin. You get the number one overall pick in Owen Power. You draft high for a couple of years where you're getting the fifth overall pick or the seventh or whatever it might be. And nothing changes. You're still in the bottom of the conference by the time the season is over. Nowhere's near the playoffs except for the 1 year where they were a point behind Florida. Other than that, nothing changes.
Paul, this is obviously a hypothetical, but you ever think that even had the Sabres gotten Connor McDavid, things would not be materially different?
You're right. You never know. But he really wanted to come here. I mean, you could see his face when they had the camera on him when they found out it was Edmonton. It was just like his face got all drawn. And, with his family living close by in Ontario, and he would have much rather been with the Buffalo Sabres. And he played his junior hockey in Erie. I drove down there a couple of times and watched a game. And So, the Sabres had the best chance to get him, but they didn't wind up getting him. So, yeah, you know, who knows? You know, the Edmonton Oilers have been in the Stanley Cup Finals with Connor McDavid. I think Jack Eichel is a star, but I think Connor McDavid is a better player. I think he's a better person. And, you know, so it's – would it have been better? I would have hoped so, but – Tim Murray didn't know how to fill in with Sam Reinhart when they got him first, and then they got Jack Eichel, and they got two really good players with the second overall picks. He didn't know what to do with them. He never really filled the team in the way he should have. So would they have filled the team in better for Connor McDavid?
Talking with Paul Hamilton, Buffalo Sabres beat reporter. The reason is the Buffalo Sabres have fired general manager Kevin Adams today. And, you talk about the possibility of the Sabres getting the guy who would be the really, really, really generational player. Hey, at least before the 1970 season, the spin of the wheel got him Gilles Perreault instead of Dale Talon. But then again, after his playing career, Dale Talon went on to become one of these guys who was a super brainy guy in the National Hockey League in terms of assembling winning teams.
A little bit. I mean, you know, with the Florida Panthers. But Bill Zito, I think, gets more credit than Talon. But, yeah, you know, at least with Gilbert Perreault, they did make it to the Stanley Cup Finals. And around the 1980, I think, season, I think when Bowman was around, everybody thought the Sabres were going to win the Cup that year. They thought the Sabres were by far the best team. But thinking it and executing it are two different things. But, you know, they got in the Stanley Cup Finals back against the Philadelphia Flyers. And ran into the late Bernie Parent, who just passed away, and weren't able to solve him enough, and weren't able to win the Stanley Cup that year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bernie Parent was absolutely unbelievable in that Stanley Cup final against the Buffalo Sabres 1975. It was absolutely epic goaltending. As much as I disliked Fred Shiro and Bernie Parent and Bobby Clark and Dave Schultz and the Philadelphia Flyers back then. Before we get into what the Sabres might expect in the future with the new regime, you know, I mentioned the spin of the wheel before the 1970 season. We talked about the 74-75 Stanley Cup Finals with the Buffalo Sabres. And, you know, we look back with some nostalgia to those times when I try to tell people, believe it or not, the Sabres were the hottest ticket in town. It wasn't the Buffalo Bills. Very few people were as into the Buffalo Bills as they are today. It was all about the Buffalo Sabres. Every kid on every block was playing street hockey after school. And, Paul, something I just have to ask you, what is there something systemically wrong, no matter what the owner, who the owner happens to be, no matter who the general manager happens to be, is there something just systemically wrong? Because you see these teams entering the NHL well after 1970, and they've got Stanley Cup rings. The Sabres have been 50-plus years of abject futility.
Yeah, and they came in with the Vancouver Canucks, who also do not have a Stanley Cup.
Correct.
So the two teams that came in 1970 together haven't been able. They both have gotten a sniff of the finals. I mean, Buffalo's been there twice. I can remember Vancouver one time. I think maybe second, but I don't remember. Yeah, Vancouver played the Rangers that one year when the Rangers won. But still, yeah, it's you know, and there have been some great players that have come through here. You know, Gilbert Perreault and Pat LaFontaine and Alexander Mogilny and. Chris Drury and Danny Briere and Rick Martin, and I mean the list goes on and on, but they still haven't been able to push it over the top. And you know, you even think back to the Dallas Stars series. Sabres won the first game in overtime in Dallas, so now that gives you home ice advantage because you've taken one from Dallas and you have the one game to none lead, and they still weren't able to get that done. You know, it with the goal by Brett Hull. And
You know, the non-goal by Brett Hull.
Yeah, if that if that would not have counted like it shouldn't have. Now, who knows who would have won the game if the game keeps going? And who knows if Buffalo wins the game if the Sabres win Game 7? But Ken Hitchcock did say afterwards, now, whether it's true or not, I can't tell you. I do know they were injured, that Brett Hull and Mike Modano would not have been able to play in Game 7. They barely got through Game 6. As a matter of fact, Brett Hull wasn't really playing in the overtimes. He was only out there because the faceoff was in the offensive zone, and Hitchcock went down and asked him, can you go out there for a bit with the offensive zone faceoff? And he did. But he hadn't played a whole lot.
That's what Tim Wenger did to you before coming on my show. He's like, are you sure you want to go on Bowerly's show? And you're like, yeah, why not? We're talking with Paul Hamilton, the legendary Buffalo Sabres beat reporter on News Radio 930 WBEN. Kevin Adams has been fired as the general manager of the Buffalo Sabres. This has been building for days and probably longer than days, but publicly for about 7 days, as Paul Hamilton has pointed out. And we're going to get into what we might expect from the new guy. And for those of us who've kept an eye on this team since the early 1970s, it's just like a parade of people. But it seems like the results just never change. Hopefully this time will be different. We shall see. So Paul Hamilton, Buffalo Sabres beat reporter, legendary Buffalo Sabres beat reporter. Tell us about the new guy.
Jarmo Kekäläinen. Now, Tom, you've been around since the Buffalo Sabres have come into the league, as have I.
Yep.
And over all the years that the Buffalo Sabres have been in the league, only three men now, including Kekäläinen, have had NHL GM's experience before they got the Sabre job. One is Kekäläinen. Right. The other is the very first GM, Punch Imlach, who was the GM also of the Toronto Maple Leafs before he got here. And the other, Scotty Bowman, who was the GM of the St. Louis Blues in expansion back in the expansion days. And that's it. Every other GM did not have any NHL experience before they got the job, including Kevin Adams. So Kekäläinen comes in with 10 years of experience with the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's very well respected around the league. He's not afraid to take a big swing. And I remember the late Johnny Gaudreau. Nobody at all ever had talked about the Columbus Blue Jackets being in the running for the prized free agent, which was Johnny Gaudreau. Oh, it's the Rangers. Oh, it's the Flyers. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Guess who got him? The Columbus Blue Jackets. So he took a big swing there, you know, and he's not afraid to do it. So, you know, it's at least you have somebody that has had the job, who knows the players, knows what needs to be done, has been around since May as a senior advisor here in the Sabre organization. So he's well familiar with the Sabre organization moving forward. So it's going to be his turn.
So, you know, Tanner Saunders, he's like, well, what makes this guy any different than the million predecessors as Sabre's general manager? But we're already thinking about the trade deadline in March, and you think the Sabres are going to be buying, selling. What can we expect now that we know his background better? What can we reasonably expect in terms of changes within the organization?
Well, I think the number one thing before we get to the March 6th trade deadline is Alex Tuch. And, you know, I think you need to get him signed, because if you don't have him signed by the trade deadline, you're probably trading him, you know, before you lose them for nothing. And if that happens, I think there's a mutiny in this town. I mean, Alex Tuch is a beloved player. He is a 36-goal scorer, was one of the leaders in shorthanded goals last year. Probably is one of the best I've ever seen at, you know, stealing the puck and turning it into offense. He's from the area, was a Sabre fan. And if Tuch leaves, then, well, what happens? Does Dahlin then want to leave? Does Thompson then want to leave? Is it back to square one? So I think it's very important that Kekäläinen really dig into that and find a way to get Alex Tuch signed and start moving forward with that.
Is there a resolve from the people above the new general manager, Kekäläinen, to do that? Because, you know, he's got an answer to the bean counters.
Well, I've said this all along. I don't know who in the Sabre organization thinks they have any leverage on Alex Tuch, because Alex Tuch has all the leverage, all of it. I mean, you basically have kind of got to give him what he wants, because he'll just walk then. and this organization will not survive Alex Tuch walking or being traded. So, you know, it's very important. Is it Terry Pegula? I mean, was Kevin Adams on board with what it would take to get Alex Tuch? And was it Terry Pegula saying, no, that's too much money? Or was it Adams? But somebody in this organization thought they had leverage on Alex Tuch, and they don't. So that's the first thing they have to realize. And they also have to realize what Alex Tuch means to this community and means to this team. And they have to find a way to find common ground and get it done.
Great stuff, Paul. Great stuff, as always. You are a legend among National Hockey League reporters. You have been doing this for a very long time. Just absolutely excellent and, again, legendary, epic at what you do. Always great talking with you, Paul, and look forward to doing it in the future. Hopefully, we'll have some good news at some point to talk about with the Buffalo Sabres, huh?
I was going to say, let's not wait 45 years in between doing this.
Oh, you know, you're talking about Tuch, and I'm thinking about, you know, it's like the Sabres, you know, they never let Briere or Drury get away easy. I'm just saying. The fax machine. I will never forget that as long as I live. Paul, thanks a million. Buffalo Sabres beat reporter Paul Hamilton on News Radio 930 WBEN, and you can hear a lot, of course, on our sister station, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.